mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number two. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I am dedicated to exposing the global crime syndicate, international crime families, known as the New World Order. I am dedicated to defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution and getting the American people and the people of the world to get out of denial and face just how evil the globalists are. All right, there have been some really new, very important news items that have come out concerning London. Also, a bunch of news concerning Iraq. We're going to get to all of that, as well as the media hysteria and scaremongering saying we're going to be nuked any minute. That is coming up as well. But right now, let's get some more of these great calls out of the way. Let's talk to Robert in Denver, then Mike and others. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. Great show, as always. I know I'm down to 60 seconds, so I'll try and be brief. Point number one, about a month or so ago, you reported and spoke about a kid that was shot in the back by Austin PD. I was wondering what, if anything, was the latest on that situation.
Well, witnesses say that they saw the police shoot him in the back. But now the media is saying it's okay that they did it because marijuana was found in his blood.
Did they ever release the film, the video from the squad car?
No, not that I've seen.
Wow.
They may have, but I haven't been watching much TV. I've been reading the paper.
Which is point number two. In Agustin, Texas, there is a lady who is going after Vioxx pretty heavy because her husband took Vioxx and wound up dying from it. She's pretty convinced. I agree with her. The Vioxx killed it. And that's going to be the start of several class action lawsuits against Merck about this. How do you think that Vioxx is going to play out, the lawsuits and everything?
Well, I always wonder how you can have somebody on a drug for joint pain that admittedly kills you or makes you sick, and then the company gets in trouble, but then all the studies show that serotonin reuptake inhibitors are even worse for your brain, your heart, your nervous system, that cause depression, suicide, but still they are expanding it and pushing it on even more people. So, look, back 20 years ago, they set up the Vaccine Damage Fund, a multi-billion dollar federal fund where they don't let your suit involving vaccines go to regular courts. They created their own courts, and there's no jury. The court decides how much money you get. And on average, it's something like $55,000. You know, if you can prove that the mercury or the vaccine brain damaged your child, I mean, who cares about $50,000? $50 million isn't enough. A trillion isn't enough, you know, if you really love your children. And so, you know, it's the same thing. Certain protected drug areas, certain types of drugs, certain classes that have a social engineering use are protected. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Let's go to break now. And when we come back, we will hurriedly go to Michael in New York, Joe in New York, James in Texas, and then that'll be it for calls for now. Then I'm going to get into the London, the new developments there, and just a host of other important news stories. But we'll continue with your calls throughout this hour at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, the websites are Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv. Those are excellent sites. Be sure and check them out daily as we track and chronicle the latest developments inside the New World Order. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, by the way, we have Professor David Ray Griffin joining us to give us his insights on 9/11 and some of the new info that's coming out there, and to talk about his concern with the London bombings. So that's coming up tomorrow. A lot of big guests coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wide open phones today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take 3 or 4 more calls right now, and then I'm going to get into the latest info on the London bombings. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Michigan. Mike, you're on the air.
Finally, I can listen to the show real clear when I'm on hold over here. Your blowtorch sometimes goes out on CR. Anyway, I have a buddy in SF, Special Forces. About 4 or 5 years ago, he was always really very on the point as far as Second Amendment rights and stuff, but he changed like so dramatically. He said, it's over. I said, well, hey, you know, what about family, wife, all that stuff? He says, it's over. He said they're going to wind up grabbing guns. He's already been trained along with a lot of other SF, I'm sure you're familiar with this, at Fort Bragg, where there is a model city, and they're moving everybody out onto trains. And he also said that, and I've actually seen in the Harbor News, which is right around Fort Hamilton, where SF was training on a high-rise, clearing it out from roof to floor. And there are pictures in there. I still have the article. It shows people
and
being...
And so And what you're saying is true. I mean, I don't just have somebody telling me this. I have video of Special Forces and regular Army and Marines all over the country training to put American citizens in camps. But I guess he's just such a coward that he just goes, it's over. I can't say no. I just got to follow my orders. I guess it's over for this country. I mean, what's wrong with him?
I don't know. I'm not there.
So is he saying, I mean, did you say, oh, so you're going to carry all this out?
Yeah.
He just said, oh, I am, yes.
No, he didn't. He didn't
say
that.
I love the government. I love them.
You know, I've read some of the SF Resister. You know, that's the paper that they put together through mail drops and stuff.
Yes.
And so there are a lot of guys who really want to try and keep this thing together. But on the back end of stuff, all the new recruits, hey, you know, they don't really care. And, you know, when you start getting people, I don't have to tell you. It's like, you know, preaching to the choir here. When you start getting new recruits who are also looking to have their tickets punched, you know, as far as green cards, stuff like that, and they're coming in on the back end, and they don't really give a flying, you know, what about us? And they'll just go to door to door, you know, what difference does it make? And then you
Well, you just made the King Daddy point. 20%+ of the Army now are illegal aliens. Literally, they're illegal aliens. They get instant green card when they sign up, instant citizens after a three-year tour. And the trend is showing, see, the globalists are happy, actually, that recruiting is down. Because where it's not down is in the valley, in South Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. We're looking within the next 10 years, now get ready for this, half the military is going to be Latin American. And so it's going to be just like the British and the German Hessian troops that they brought in here in 1776 and 1812. We literally are going to have our foreign Army mercenaries, just like just like the Persians had the Greeks. I mean, it's the same MO.
Alex, listen, man. We put up a good tsunami over here on your program and others and stuff. There was a point made on an earlier show on WWCR. So you have a momentum here. What can you practically do? Yeah, spread the word and stuff. Hey, listen, I call congressmen, senators. I get letters back from them saying thanks for your communication, but I'm still going to be voting for this 396 or 397 bill holding the firearms manufacturers accountable for their misuse of their products and stuff. You know, what the hell else can you do? You go to town meetings, all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you something also. This guy who I was telling you about, my buddy, he said that people who are really serious about Second Amendment rights, he said they're all members of the Jews for the preservation of firearm ownership. He said these guys are bulldogs. He says they're just like...
Yeah, that's a good group. We've had them on probably 20 times. Listen, thanks for the call, sir. Great call. You know, he's not kidding. If you had my video, Police State 2000, or Police State 2, The Takeover, you will see video from Hebron, Maryland to Oakland, California, to South Texas, of Army and Marines training to take over cities, training to take over your towns, openly interrogating the role players who say they're Americans, and they ask, well, where'd you get the gun? Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. I mean, I got Colonel Love on video admitting that it's for domestic operations as well as overseas. I mean, the troops have been training for decades, but decades ago it was very secret. Small cadres, small elite squadrons were being trained to go out later and train a wider group. And the first thing they do is they take the troops and train them, but this is going to be for Macedonia, your Macedonia deployment. This is going to be for your Iraq deployment. But by their third or fourth training op, they go, and in case there's a terror attack in America, you know, we can't have citizens running around with guns. Why, that would cause a breakdown of authority. So the first thing we got to do ahead of a containment area is confiscate the firearms. And I've got it in police training manuals. You've heard police call in as well. They're telling the cops, you know, we can't have citizens with guns during a bio outbreak. That's why we got to have gun control before it happens. Which is ridiculous. I mean, you want an armed citizenry during that will stop riots. That will stem riots. The last thing you want is just the criminals being armed. And look, the government knows that. And so they've built the FEMA cities. That's mainstream. They have set all this up. But, you know, they had this set up back in the 80s with Rex 84. Now they've just radically expanded it. And I'll tell you what, I'm just going to have the callers hold for a minute because, no, we'll finish up with calls. I need to really spend time on this. Coming up, I will get to it this hour. This, you know, these reports we're going to get nuked any minute. You know, what's really behind that? So we'll get into that. I got to move quicker here. It's just these calls are so good. Let's talk to Michael in New Orleans. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Alex. A pleasure to talk to you. Real quick, you talk about the Disney World thing. I went with my family, wife and two girls, to Disney World earlier this year. Same thing. Got a four-day ticket. Didn't realize until you get there and you're in line that they want to get your fingerprints. So I, being relatively awake and understanding what the deal is, swapped and did the wrong two fingers for the first time. And, you know, got let in, no problem. And, of course, I had to deprogram my daughters right afterwards and explain what it was for. But then the next day, I swapped cards with my wife, and, of course, it rejected them. And the guy was like, you know, explain to me why. And I said, well, why do we need to do this? He said, well, it's to make sure that you are the right person who has the ticket. And I said, well, who's to say I was the right person in the first place? And he, of course, had no answer, and he just was obviously they trained him for the single question response.
Did he tell you it's not your fingerprint?
We tried to go there, but I was like, yeah, whatever, and I walked on past, and you know, of course, again, I had to, again, deprogram my family, explain to them what this was. It's just conditioning. And it
now,
didn't really...
Understand, it cost as much to get a one-day as to get a four-day or a six-month or whatever, and so they don't even tell you, and then you herd through and everybody does it. Now there's no choice. That's the announcement. And see, we knew it would go to that.
Sure, sure. And then really it doesn't even affect you once you get in there, except if you want to use the speed pass, and you got to stick your card in there, and it rejects it. Well, they have people already standing next to the little speed pass lines, which are the ones where you don't, you know, have to wait in line, you come back later. Well, they have people there, and when you have a problem, you just say, hey, look, I got a problem with this, because, again, you got rejected in the front gate, so it won't let you do any speed passes. Well, as long as you talk to the person and say, hey, I got a problem with this thing, it won't work, they'd sign it or whatever, and you go through.
But
that's what we did
you.
Every other day. Is just,
Michael, let me warn you about something. Have you ever seen my film, America Destroyed by Design?
Part of it, yeah. I've got most of your films. And
have you seen the part where I'm arrested for refusing a thumb scan?
Yes, I saw that. I've seen that a couple times, yeah.
Okay, well, the reason I mention that is because after I got arrested, I got all these emails and phone calls. Ha ha, you got fingerprinted anyways.
Uh-huh.
People thought that I just cared about myself. That was the view that they were looking at the world at from, you know, their own personal me, 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 me. Well, when you really do care about yourself, you care about everybody else. That's because we're all interconnected.
Yeah.
That's what these fools don't understand. And so I use the analogy of Rosa Parks. Black woman refuses to sit at the back of the bus. Her feet were tired. She wanted to sit down in the front of the bus where it was cooler. And, people didn't laugh at her when she got arrested. She wasn't there for Rosa Parks individually. She was there against this injustice of inequality and being, you know, in a different caste. Now, expanding on that, Rosa Parks could have painted her face up in you know, white clown makeup and maybe posed as a white woman. But, again, it wasn't about her individually getting around the system. I mean, I could have gone in and put my thumb on its side, which I did go ahead and get a license, and I did do that, by the way. So, you know, just as I, you know, we're getting into a warfare situation here. I've got to still be able to fly. So I warned people. I protested it. I fought it. I did that to get attention to it. Didn't have a license for 5 years. And finally went ahead and got one so I can get out of this country if I need to.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason. But it's also a trap door where then they can track and trace me.
Yeah, and I appreciate your analogy you've given in the past where, you know, your camouflage is, you know, Izod T-shirt and khaki shorts or whatever for those who would, you know, lean to the militant side. Your, you know, our, as true patriots, our camouflage is just that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm wearing right now is a blue shirt and blue jeans and you know, a pair of dress shoes. I mean, because would I stand out? If I was wearing camo in the middle of the city?
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for your time, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate your call, sir. And when I go address the city council, I'll wear a suit and tie. So much of this is, for the general public, just the surface. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back and take a few more calls and then plunge into the news.
imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
My friends, we don't want to fool the RFID chips. We don't want to get around the biometric scanners at Disney World and SeaWorld. Because nobody told me 2 years ago SeaWorld put these in. You just heard the newscast or last hour where SeaWorld and others are going to follow suit now and make you biometrically scan. They already penalize you at SeaWorld hundreds of dollars, literally, in value. It's more money to buy a one-day pass than to get a season pass. And if you get the season pass, you've got to get the biometrics. And so, you know, I just told the lady no, and she said, yeah, a lot of people are saying no. And so she let me on through. But see, now they're not letting you through. Now they're saying, hey, you got to do it. And so call Disney World and tell them, I'm not going, and I'm going to start my own little personal website against biometrics, and over the years, even if you don't promote it, you'll get thousands of visitors, and I'm going to expose what you're doing. And if everybody starts doing that, the Disney World, if everybody, I mean, they think the protest against them putting, you know, profane stuff in their shows costs them money. Wait till this, I mean, look what happened to Kmart when they tried to have Rosie O'Donnell, Mrs. Gun Grabber, as their spokeswoman. So we got to get serious. I mean, I am never taking my children to Disney World. I am never taking my children again to SeaWorld. Shouldn't anyways. They're mean to those animals. I'm not taking my children to any place that has biometrics. I mean, already, folks, most of the tanning salons, not that you should be doing that. Notice these are all things that really aren't good for you to begin with. Almost all the tanning salons now make you thumb scan. I mean, it's happening, folks. And I don't mean to be getting off into this. Years ago, I was Mr. Biometric, Mr. Anti-Police State, because I saw it coming. Now it's really passe. But we can't get desensitized to, you know, 5 TV reports every day and 20 newspaper articles every day and, you know, just constant, oh, it's so wonderful, biometrics, oh, so good, go to the head of the line, save money, oh, it's wonderful. I'm sorry if you weren't with our customer, our trusted customer deal, our preferred customer deal, those strawberries will be $5.99 instead of $3.95. It would be so easy if you just enrolled. Just put your fingers here, sir, and sign this form. It's so easy. Come on. Why won't you just give me a good deal on the strawberries? Why do you want me to scan so badly? There I go. I got London bombing. I got nuke bombing news. I gotta get to it. But I just, this bio, it's happening, folks. It's happening. Hey, you don't come in our business, our health club, our Mickey Mouse operation, if you don't have this, pun intended. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in New York. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? I have two things that I wanted you to comment on. One was on Thursday, somebody spoke to you about, government, how they're trying to instill biochemicals in you and everything. Well, in New York City, they had several years ago about the West Nile virus, and it was a whole big hub of do about it, and they sprayed all of New York with it. And now, all of a sudden, several years later, nobody cares about it.
Yeah, now they still spray them, and it's no big deal. Oh, that's shit. Well, they released a unnamed bacteria up in Tulsa, a mock bubonic plague attack, and then 2 years ago they sprayed every town. I mean, literally it was like 35 towns, every major town and city in Oklahoma, with this, what was it, Subtilis globigi, which then we went to the encyclopedia and it said it's a dangerous bacteria. Subtilis globigi. And they sprayed some, how do I remember the name? Subtilis, weird name. Subtilis globigi all over the place, which causes, by the way, spontaneous abortions in mammals and respiratory problems in the old, the young, and the infirm. So, they did release gases in the New York subways. Anything else?
And then also on the whole finger scanning thing, I mean, I worked also for a big-time Fortune 500 company, and before I was employed with them, they did a background check, but this is before the background check, they took fingerprints of me. And before that, I was kind of like prodding myself on how I was never on record and blah, blah, blah. But now, you know, listening to you and realizing that now I am definitely on record.
Yeah, that was the old days. See, used to, you stole a car or robbed a bank or, you know, knocked a policeman's teeth out. You got fingerprinted. Now you pay them thousands of dollars to go to their stupid Disney World. Thousands of dollars to go there and get there. And you buy all the...
I mean, it's also even employment. I mean, you can't get away from this particular finger scanning thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, they're thumb scanning everywhere to get jobs. Exactly, sir. It's the new freedom. It's so good to submit to it. The government loves you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Look, I'm going to take one more call from Janice, and then I'm going to cover news, then later we'll go back to your calls. Toll-free number to join us, of course, is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go to Janice in Texas. Janice, go ahead.
Alex, I've had a report that I have come across, and it's just recently. It's from the CFR, and it's building a North American community.
And
I haven't heard any. I've looked on your website and been waiting for you to make some comments on it. And
well, about a month ago or about 5 weeks ago, we had Mr. Priest on the show, the head of the – no, it's Mr. Pastor, excuse me.
Right.
Pastor Priest. Priest, my brain misfiled that. I had Mr. Pastor on the broadcast, the head CFR member over that committee, and we have posted all the big Canadian papers saying it's the end of their sovereignty, and we posted the Lou Dobbs transcript from about a month ago when he talked about it, and it is the Pan-American Union, and they're scheduled to try to pass that, if not this week or next week, as well as the Patriot Act and our new Supreme Court leader.
Oh, okay. So I have just, this is old news to you then.
No, it's not old news. It's going on right now, and we should be talking more about it.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, there's so much coming at us from so many different angles. It's just like, I mean, tell us what you think about it.
Well, to begin with, it's treasonous. And outside of destroying our borders, our economy, and our judicial system, you know, there's not much else that you can say. I mean, there's just so much to say about it. that it's just, you know, where he's supposed to be protecting our borders, he's given them away. And, of course, he's already started the destruction of our economy with NAFTA and CAPTA and everything else.
Well, what this does, first and foremost, it shows the power of the Council on Foreign Relations because
exactly
3 months ago, they released a report. And within a month of the report being released, the full House is moving in the Parliament in Canada to implement it, and the Congress is moving within 2 months to implement it, and Mexico is moving to implement it. The governments of Mexico, the U.S., and Canada have all taken the plan and are implementing it wholesale.
Right.
And that's what the CFR does, is it's 2,000, now 500 members. They've expanded their number. They're like the real House of Commons. And then above that, you have the real Imperial Senate with only about 140 members, the Bilderberg Group. And literally, the head of the CFR and others, they all go, sit at the table, and are literally told at Bilderberg, we've got hundreds of witnesses, people who've been inside, we've got their own documents, we predict what's going to happen in the next 2 years, or the next year, off of what we get from these spies. I mean, this is accurate stuff. And literally, you know, Queen Beatrix before she died, and the British royalty, and the Rothschilds, and the Rockefellers, literally hash it all out, and then people are brought before them, and they give them orders. And you will get me the world tax. We will invade Iraq in March of 03, not 02. Is it understood? I mean, literally, down to even bowing to them. Ah, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, isn't that disgusting? So it shows the power of the CFR with its 2,500 members over banking, industry, academia, media, the scientific areas, all these key people. But then steer society. And they tell most of the 2,500 members, oh, you're part of something great. You're part of something guarding society. It's really about co-opting most of them, making them feel like they're part of them. It's the Delphi method. They get them all in these big meeting halls, and, you know, they sign non-disclosure agreements and all. We're going to have bio-release. The enemy's going to attack. What are we going to do? Well, Dr. Griebel over here has a plan to stop it. It's total martial law, but it's for the betterment of America. And our counterpart, the head of the Royal Institute of International Affairs from the Tavistock Institute, is here, Dr. Schneebelbob. What do you say about the plan? Excellent plan, Lord Wilford. I mean, literally, this is the type of stuff that goes on. I'm out of control. I'm sorry, Janice.
No, you're not.
Anything else?
No, that was it. I guess I just missed you completely with it, and I just knew you would have something to say. So, keep staying in their forest. All I can say is that I think more and more people are waking up, and that's something.
Well, they really are, Janice, and thanks for the call. Yeah, here's your legislative update. Congressman Ron Paul's office contacted this morning. I am just, what a great congressman to actually be contacting us to give us info. Congressman Ron Paul's office has notified Infowars.com that Patriot Act reauthorization is set to pass the House on Thursday or Friday. As things stand now, there may be less votes against the legislation this time than for the vote on October 27, 2001 that first passed it. Paul's office said that they're throwing everything at them at once after the Supreme Court nomination and making the Patriot Act permanent. Every American needs to contact Congress and tell them to control our borders and not butcher the Bill of Rights. Remember, Congress wasn't even allowed to read the first Patriot Act. This time, they know what they're doing. They just hope we don't. And they're going to rescind two tiny, petty provisions. Again, all this fat that was in the bill that literally was put in there like a vestigial limb that never did anything. And those are the two sections they're repealing, and they're even adding some of their language, making it worse. So at least they're not getting all of Patriot 2.5. Because, again, in 03, they passed part of Patriot Act on December 13th. Same day they announced the capture of Saddam. Okay, so this is really Patriot Act 2.5. So this is just cementing their gains. All right, but it is horrible. Man, now I got to get into the London bombing here, and this is, you talk about voluminous. You know, I guess there's no real order to all of this. There's just so much evidence and so many developments, so let me just go through them. Then I'll get into the just pell-mell 24/7 news cycle, we're going to be nuked, we're going to be nuked, give all your rights up. I'm not saying that's going to happen. Let's be clear. The media is, the establishment media. L. Nasher, I challenge you to find bomb links. London Mirror, the biochemist arrested after the London terror blast yesterday, said he had known one of the bombers, but challenged police to link him to the crime. Egyptian Mahdi El Nasser, currently held in Cairo, denied involvement in the blast during an interview attended by British police. The 33-year-old helped to arrange the lease of a flat in Leeds used by the bombers and was thought to have been friendly to Jeremy Lindsay. Jermaine Lindsay. But yesterday, he insisted he only knew bus bomber Hasim Hussein and had no knowledge of his plans. The divorced dad of one said he asked me for help in finding shelter in Leeds. I set up a place for him in the house of an Iraqi doctor. I never visited the house and did not plan, finance, assist, manufacture explosives. You know, I don't know what the truth is here about this, but this guy fits the M.O. Of an intelligence officer. He fits the M.O. just from what I've read and seen of him. Not very. He could easily have been the handler. Now, I'm not saying that, but the way they nab him and use him for effect, and then it looks like they're going to release him, and the Egyptians are saying, "Oh no, we trust him." I mean, the Egyptians have huge torture camps where they torture whoever our government wants. They fly them there to torture them on the Red Sox jet. All things. If you don't believe me? Just type it in. That's just so bizarre. And it's truth is stranger than fiction. And so they'd get whatever they wanted out of this guy. And in the past, the globalists used Egyptians, Ahmad Salam, to cook the bomb and train the driver in the first World Trade Center attack. But he thought it was for a drill or exercise, and a sting rolled into one. And so when they said go ahead with the event, he went and recorded them saying that to protect himself. So I don't know that about this guy, but the mere fact that he did, we just go after 9/11. Template and other past templates, because you'll have a CIA or FBI informant who's really an agent or asset, and they will provide the houses, you know, in San Diego, in San Francisco, in Florida, for the hijackers. They will get them credit. They will get them money wired to them. They'll get them credit cards. And then it comes out later, oh, the guy that was the landlord, he was the... So that's usually the M.O. The handler is the landlord, or assist with things like that. And then the Muslims just think they're part of a drill, part of an anti-terror operation. And that's why they're, you know, living with topless dancers and using drugs and drinking Jack Daniels. These people aren't even Muslims. But in this case, we just don't know. I mean, this guy could be as pure as the driven snow. But it doesn't look good. Let's just say that my stink detector is activated and I am smelling something. Let's just say, well, I'm not going to say it. oh, boy. Suicide theory thrown into doubt. This is out of the Herald Sun. It's also been in the Independent and several other major British newspapers. War on Terror. British police are considering the possibility that the four key suspects in last week's London attacks may have been tricked into setting off their bombs, a British newspaper has reported. We do not have hard evidence that the men were suicide bombers, a Scotland Yard spokesman told the Sunday Telegraph. It is possible that they did not intend to die. No kidding. According to the paper, one police hypothesis is that the bombers were tricked by a master. Oh, we were first to say that, because it's the classic MO, you guys, who told them they would have time to escape when, in fact, the devices were set to go off immediately. Well, then how would they go off immediately? I guess they just believed the story and pulled the activating device. or hit the button. The bomber's masters might have thought that they couldn't risk the four men being caught and spilling everything to British interrogators, an unnamed security official told the newspaper. No, if this was a real Islamicist attack, the people would have planted the bombs and left, and even if they got caught, there was nobody that they could rat out because the person would have already run to the country, and they would have taken credit for it. Oh, this is so ridiculous. Lending weight to the theory is the fact that all four men paid their parking tickets before boarding a train at Luton for King's Cross, as they all had brought return tickets. Moreover, the paper said, the men carried the explosives in rucksacks, not strapped to their bodies, as is common practice among suicide bombers, and they did not cry, Allah Akbar, or God is great, before setting off the charge, something most Middle Eastern suicide bombers do. Well, yeah, you got to get fired up. You're not laughing and slapping each other on the back and happy, as that video shows and the stills show. I mean, those guys were at ease, at rest. They were like they were about to party. After we run this drill, boy, we're going to be getting 2,000 pounds apiece, and I'm going partying. Yeah, that's what you think. That's what you think. The fact that, I mean, folks, if you ever get approached by the government to take part in an exercise or a drill, do not do it. Please. There's a good chance they're going to kill you. Or they'll grab you, say you did it, drug you up for 2 or 3 years, put you on trial. You'll be up there drooling like McVeigh. And you'll, you know. The fact that one of the bombers was decapitated, a common outcome for suicide bombers, is also seen as supporting the theory, as well as the fact that the investigators discovered no time devices. Police have based their theory that the attacks were suicide bombings largely around the fact that all four suspects died in the attacks. Again, the fact that one of the bombers was decapitated, a common outcome for suicide bombers, is also seen as a supporting theory that it was suicide bombers. First, it was over 45 minutes. Then it was over 20 minutes. Then it was instantaneous. Now, we know the bus was waved in after the trains got blown up. Waved in by police out of hundreds of buses, waved in, that's admitted, waved into a special spot, the police all start standing around, then they back off, and boom, and blood splatters on the Tavistock Institute's door in Tavistock Square. I mean, this is really getting ridiculous. This is so out of control. So that's just some of the news. And again, I've got several other articles saying the same thing. Like, these guys don't fit the MO of suicide bombers. These guys, you know, it just you know, the criminologists are coming out of the woodwork going, we study this. Terror experts are coming out of the woodwork going, we who are on the payroll, we study this. This doesn't fit. None of this fits. But, and here's another one. Iraqi experts accused U.S. forces of being behind car bombings. We'll get to that a little bit later. Also, former Vietnam combat and commercial pilot, firm believer 9/11 was inside job, an experienced Boeing 757-767 pilot. He says no way could a novice fly the big birds he knew so well. Russ Wittenberg says America has turned into a police state with martial law on the immediate horizon. He said, Americans need to wake up before it's too late and all constitutional rights are stripped away. We're going to be getting Russ Wittenberg on the transmission. I also want to get that Air Force colonel who was the dean of the Defense Language School in Monterey who went public about government involvement. And the media demonized him and you never heard of him again. And when I talked to him at the time, he couldn't do interviews under threat of arrest or court-martial, though they dropped that. But I need to, somebody needs to, just an idea, I mean, if I don't get it done, somebody needs to get him on. That's another big whistleblower we forget about. There are just, because he was, the dean out there was forced to train some of the hijackers, and he wasn't very happy about that, train them in spy techniques. So they were good officers, you know, good officers for the New World Order, and he was suspicious of them all along. Oh, we're not supposed to talk about that, are we? Okay. And a new development, too, from KTOK Oklahoma TV. Newspaper claims former DOJ officials confirm bombing cover-up in Oklahoma City. I mentioned that yesterday, but I do want to spend some time on it. Got news like this coming up, too. Tattooed fruit is on its way. yummy. And a nuclear knife aimed at America's heart, PDD-60, and how that ties into top Chinese general warns U.S. that they will destroy 200 U.S. Cities. But when we get back from break, I want to get into another smoking gun that Benjamin Netanyahu was indeed warned. I mean, now this has been admitted in triplicate, that he did get a warning not to go out into the street and take a cab to his speaking engagement. And then about 30 minutes after he got that warning, the bombs started going off. So that is confirmed. But it first came out in the Associated Press from Israeli radio. Then the media said, well, it's unconfirmed, it's not true. And now that it's been proven true, they don't want to talk about it. We need to force the mainstream media to talk about it. More straight ahead.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. Assad chief confirms Netanyahu's warning of London bombing. This is from anti-war. The controversy continues over an Associated Press story detailing remarks of a senior Israeli official who claimed that Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in London for an economic conference was warned by Scotland Yard minutes in advance of the terrorist bombings. According to the original story, Netanyahu's prior knowledge was the cause of his not showing up at the conference, which took place at a hotel near the Liverpool Underground Station. A subsequent AP report contained the Israeli government's denial of a prior warning and claimed that Netanyahu received a warning after the blast. Although the AP's first story was never retracted, that didn't prevent Israel, American Amen Corner, from claiming that it had been withdrawn. Nor did it stop Stratfor from coming out with an analysis claiming that Israel knew days in advance and that it wasn't Scotland Yard that informed Netanyahu. Former intelligence analyst Tommy Preston of Preston Global concurred. My own column, drawing on these sources, drew fire not only from the usual suspects, but also from Daily Kiosk, Democratic Party website spawned by the Dean campaign. Anti-war is not a legitimate source, declared one poster. That's the establishment trying to keep you in line. This from a website that headlined, Did Bush Company Tip Off London Bombers? An author who goes by the name DMMI manufactured a quote reportedly from me that was nothing more than a crude fabrication. It had quote marks around it, and it hadn't been written in, which is, and it goes on, which in reality, I had written no such thing. And then it goes on. Their point, that to even suggest that Netanyahu had advanced notice of the London bombings is so obviously anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that no discussion is required, regardless of what the Associated Press reports. The Cossacks, as they call themselves, are trying to clean their act up so that they can be more closely associated with the Democratic Party apparatus. However, why limit themselves to condemning my column? Why not condemn AP as well as an illegitimate source for publishing the news of Netanyahu's foreknowledge to begin with? And while they're at it, they need to add a few more media sources to the list, including some of the Israeli media. Israeli insider cited Mossad chief Meir Dagan in an interview with the German newspaper Bild am Sonntag. The Mossad office in London received advance notice of the attacks, but only 6 minutes before the first blast, the paper reports, confirming an earlier AP report. As a result, it was possible to take any action to prevent. It was impossible to take any action to prevent the blast. Now, that's what the Israeli intelligence chief told the newspaper. Here is the article in German and a Google translation. Is this just empty boasting on the part of the Mossad chief, or is there some truth in the initial AP report? We have the Mossad chief later going, it's true, but only 6 minutes before. So it's confirmed. I mean, now the Mossad chief is anti-Semitic. We report, you decide, he goes on to say. I might add that some of the Daily Kiosk folks are shocked that antiwar.com opposed the Kosovo War. Why, in turn, they are shocked at the hypocrisy of those who support a war of aggression against the country Yugoslavia. They had never attacked us, and that was never sanctioned by the United Nations. So then anti-war goes on to say, it's not sanctioned by our leaders, the United Nations, the libertarians. It must be sanctioned by the United Nations. That's not why it was illegitimate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, enough babbling from I. We shall return with the third hour. Masses of news on more government whistleblowers and your phone calls, PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.